everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, everyone. Great to be back, and great to have Jolt back again this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was away suffering in fursuit for you guys. But it was worth it. Jolt back again this week. And, yeah. How are things on your end, Vera?
I've been busy, you know, doing some housework and whatnot, but otherwise, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that's the way life is at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
So, next up on the show, we have Inu.
Oh, woo 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 woo.
Wonderful.
Yes, quite the introduction.
It's just sort of like a husky slash wolf awoos, but multiple awoo woo woo woo. Hey, everyone in the chat. Good to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Indeed. Stay tuned. We'll let you know. So, I guess if I must explain why I wasn't here, you probably noticed I shared it with you guys just at the end of last week. I thought you guys had got to see this. I went on an adventure.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Yeah, as ever. Yeah, it's just out in my neck of the woods, 90 minutes away from me, and I went to the wetlands, definitely. So I'll show you first and foremost. I definitely showed you a picture of me standing on a rock, but yeah, what we got here, I went down south to the Carrington Falls, and goodness, it was amazing. Lots of wet pools, lots of rocky outcrops, and a waterfall on the side.
So there we have a squirrel in a tree in his natural habitat.
Yes, and look at those roots too. That's pretty cool.
And on the downside, you probably wouldn't be able to see this, but there is. Yeah, on the other side, there's flowing water on the other side of it. And, yeah, I guess you'll see the enormity of the pools out here. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, would this be considered like a type of national park, or is it more of just like a public environment?
Well, this is a national park, yes, and a campground to boot as well. And where I was there, there were a couple of families out there camping out in these times.
Oh, okay. I mean,
yeah, I understand. I understand how hard it is these days with the Kung Flu and all that affecting camping and so on. But I think now we've relaxed it enough to the point where people can just spend the night.
That would be nice. So did you get to see any of the families? Did anyone say hi to you?
I didn't get to say hi to the families in the suit, but later on, actually, I did have a story, and later on, I got called a bear. The big, bad purple bear is out there.
Okay.
I have to laugh every time someone says the wrong species, because I've been called a kitty cat, I've been called a skunk because I'm black and white, and I just, you know what, go with it. Don't get offended. Don't get insulted. Just, they're having fun.
I know. I just run with it all the time. We're just like...
Be a purple bear. That's all that matters.
Yeah. A purple bear with... Yeah, a purple bear with... Oh, goodness.
See, the only animal that I've really been called, aside from just a dog, is a fox. Which, oh my goodness, all the time. All the time.
Right? But, like, nobody ever tells, but you know what? That's part of the magic of it.
Yeah, but you know, when I see you though in suit, I don't think bear. I really don't. Honestly, I kind of think like mouse or squirrel.
Yeah.
I can definitely see why people would call Avira a fox. You do kind of sort of resemble a fox, minus the little markings on the side of the muzzle.
Yeah, I guess so.
But at the same time, you do look like a dog.
Well, yeah, I got those little Doberman dots over the eyes.
Right.
Yeah. You're basically a dog of, you know, a cluster of a dog of the highest order.
Yeah, sure, why not?
He's the boss.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Jolt, oh wow, that's beautiful. It's a really crazy looking place. That looks actually pretty dangerous and slippery, though.
Yeah, actually, you wouldn't believe how much, you know, jump hopping you needed to get around. It was, sometimes it made you, you know, you were right to ask me, how did Jolt not get wet, right?
Yeah. I mean, and how? Oh, I get it. Hold on. You probably just jumped from tree branch to tree branch, as squirrels do.
I think you know squirrels well enough.
Well, either that, or he's, like, hiding the fact that he may or may not be part otter, and he's waterproof.
The Maybe? Secret's been revealed.
Oh, no.
No.
So, how long were you there for?
Oh, I was out there because, you know, we went around, you know, we went place hopping to place hopping. We were there for at least 90 minutes. Actually, partly because, you know, my personal assistant was an hour late because he underestimated the time it took to get here.
Mm.
But it was all right, though. I scattered the joint and, you know, and I found all the digs I was happy with. So, yeah.
Oh, great.
I know. Yeah. Again, as I said, it was built as a waterfall, and indeed, here you go. Like, that's just one of the many waterfalls, because the Carrington Falls area has God knows how many of them.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you know what? And at that moment, I thought for a minute, like, do I want to jump down this rock to the lower run? It looks deeper than I thought, and I didn't want to climb up. And I was like, yeah, no. I didn't got a rope. I didn't got a ladder. No.
And, you know, I've seen some pictures like this. I'm sorry for interrupting. The thing that you don't realize about a picture, the smell must have been great, because it smells so nice and fresh when you're out there, too.
Yeah.
For some reason, you go near a waterfall, and it just smells nice, fresh.
Yeah, and I know, like, the running water was just... Dude, it was just too good to pass up on. Really, really, really too good to pass up on.
Aww.
I haven't shared with you guys, but there is a video of me drinking from the running water. In suit.
Cute.
So, you know what, though? These.
What would you have done? What would you have done if you actually did, like, fall in, though?
Oh, goodness. I'd have to... If I actually fell in that big waterfall pond pool thingy, goodness gracious. I'd have to literally, you know, get the head off and, you know, get the head hopefully. Off and try and unzip as fast and, you know, and jettison all the weight off. Yeah, people don't realize how heavy synthetic fur gets when they're wet.
Oh, yeah, extremely.
It's every bit of 10 pounds when it's nice and dry.
Yeah, I guess that's true too. I guess that's where the term comes from. It's like, oh, you weigh such and such pounds soaking wet. Because, you know, water makes everything much heavier.
Yeah.
Wet dog.
But.
Yeah. Oh, there's a couple good comments here and there. Did I find any nuts in the wild? I might have, actually. Like, it's so weird because. Saw this, and then I immediately thought, yeah, this is definitely a good one for the shot. Just out in the, you know.
Oh. Is that... What is that? Is that just... part of the flower tree? I'm not very familiar with, like, Australian type of
plants. Me neither. I'm no full botanist either. It's just... It just looked so, you know... You find the most oddest of foliage that you just have to photograph it, because you find all interesting things on the road. It's
oh yeah,
goodness me.
So, what was the weather like there?
Blessed, actually.
That was what?
You guys are just now entering summer, aren't you?
Actually, not quite. We're on the way to summer, yes, but we're in spring, and you know, it was just blessed because it was overcast. We had a tiny bit of rain. It wasn't too bad. I didn't feel hot at all, even in the head. So
that's nice.
But yeah, I mean, overall, I guess I was just happy because I hadn't suited in 3 months, and you know, the mere fact that I'm, you know, willing to suffer about this for you is just, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't suited in a while either, except to make the occasional appearance, like, on my webcam for, like, 30 seconds. That's basically it. Nah, it's been a while.
You know something? Ah, you know what? I think we are going to see it. Yeah, let's see it. Like, I think we're going to show the obligatory tree climbing picture.
Yes! You legend!
Yeah, I went to two places too. Three actually. I actually went to an abandoned coal mine on the second day.
Ooh, urban exploring.
Yeah, and the beautiful part is, the pictures I had don't do it too much, all the justice it deserves. But on this, if you look around if you search up the Earth coal mine, what you get is an abandoned coal mine that was actually carved out of a waterfall, in between a waterfall.
Whoa.
Huh.
Yeah. Steep way down, but you know what?
It doesn't look like a coal mine. It kind of looks like a natural.
There actually are caves, right? just up the top of the cliff. There. Yeah, just up the footsteps, because I know down there, there was the waterfall. That was the thing, and that was the place, yeah.
That looks like a coal mine. Okay, I see it now.
Well, no, if you go back to the other picture one more time.
Yeah.
Can you zoom into the fence that prevents people from falling? Just to give you a scale. Because it looks tiny on the picture, but you need to zoom into... Well, you don't have to zoom in. I can actually see the fence from here.
Yeah, looks but pretty you know steep. What? It is. But it has like it has some really, really. Yeah, it does have an amazing vista. Yeah, just to get a perspective of it though, I'll show you just an element of the scale that you're in. Up here, from the walkway, that's where the waterfall of the mine is.
Yep.
Oh, very nice. That's amazing. It doesn't seem like a place where a coal mine would be. It's just like in the middle of the wetlands, you know, just in between the rocks and waterfalls. It's really interesting.
Yeah, a large amount of rocky outcrops. And when we read the thing, it was just a crying shame that only they found like low quality coal in there.
Oh, well.
Well, that's probably why it's abandoned.
Yeah, you're right. But it does have a lot of, you know, it's great though. I get to be a cave squirrel.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, cool.
Yeah, lots and lots of traces of it, but I guess, you know, you're right. And out there, though, you must understand, up there at the Bundanoon coal mine there, it was just noisy and you just hear, like, you know, the forest, buzzing noises in the forest, like all the crickets chirping and all that. It's just... So much static in there. Just, oh.
My goodness, Joel. You're probably giving your fursuit maker a heart attack. You're going in rivers and mud and coal and... What are you doing? You're not afraid. I like that.
Yeah. Dude, I paid for my suit. And I want to make sure it was every penny. And I suffered for you guys, you know. It was worth it, you know.
It looks like you had more fun than suffering.
I came in, you know, with the hope that I would get, you know, get you guys up, out, and out there exploring the world. You know, express yourself. Express yourself. This is who you are. And I want to, and I'm at the tip point where I just want to take my fursuit where no fursuit has ever been.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So. I know. All this, you know, despite the fact that, yes, my suit does take a bit of a battering from time to time, gets wet, makes it all worth it.
Well, I gotta say, if anybody, I'm complimenting you here, and I'm complimenting your fursuit maker as well. They made a fantastic fursuit, and you make a fantastic entertainer.
Thank you.
You do a great job wearing that suit, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. Might have to get Jolty 2.0 like some point later, but he has a hard act to follow.
Yeah, you set that bar pretty high.
I know. But yeah, I really do hope it was worth it, though. I do. I know it is in my heart, it is, but hope it'll entice you to get up and get out. Because what I do for you.
No, that's so cute.
And myself, because let's face it, there are a lot of furries who just won't get out there, and they just, indoor and con only.
Yeah,
and you're true. Right.
Well, I had two conversations with two different people. One of them was you, Jelf, the other day. One of them was somebody else on a different day. And with both of the conversations, we kind of sort of came up to the same thing.
Yeah.
It sounds, at in the beginning, the way I'm saying it, it sounds like you're selfish. But you get a fursuit for yourself. You don't do it for anybody else. You do it because it's you. This is who you are. This is who you want to be. This is parts of you that you can't normally express without a fursuit. So, like I said, it sounds a little selfish at first, but you get a fursuit for yourself first. You put yourself first and then everybody else.
I mean, yeah, sure.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I could be very, very wrong about this, and opinions are just that. They could be wrong. They could be right. They could be somewhere in the middle. But for me, I got a fursuit because I wanted a fursuit, not because the fandom said I needed a fursuit. And anybody who says that you need a fursuit to attend a convention or to attend a meet, don't. No. That's hot air. That's not true. You don't need any of that to attend a convention. You don't need any of that to belong to a fandom. Yeah,
not to attend, it certainly does help, though. Trust me, it does.
I got a suit because I wanted a suit. Simple as that.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. You did it because of you, not because the fandom told you you needed a suit.
Yes.
I've been to many conventions, and I had 3 fursuits, and I've gone to conventions without my fursuit. You don't need one.
I've done cons without my suit.
It's for fun.
All right.
Yeah. So I think we'll move on to real world news now. And I think we've made the most startling discovery. Coyotes have stolen my baby.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. So for you guys, the context here. As we all know, the debates happened last night. Now, we're not going to get into the politics here, right? It was Trump versus Biden. And Trump, you know, he was talking about the southern border and how people were being trafficked by these people called coyotes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, people on Twitter who despise Trump with a passion made fun of him and said, "What? Did Trump really think that coyotes are bringing babies across the border? Ha ha, he's crazy." They actually thought they were talking about the animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not kidding. There's dozens of them that think this. All these, and they're blue checkmarked, certified, like, celebrities, journalists, you name it. They were all confused about this, and the memes are golden.
Just to be clear, a coyote is more or less slang for someone who is paid to bring people illegally over the border.
Exactly, yeah. Like a human trafficker, yeah.
I don't care if it's Mexico into America. I don't care if it's Germany into England. Or a coyote is a person who's paid to bring someone illegally over someone else's border.
Well, yeah, that's the definition.
That's what what a coyote is.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the definition he used. I mean, everyone knows it. I mean, at least I thought so. I mean, it's fairly duh. I mean, my goodness.
Like, here's the thing. I did find out about this, and they were literally thinking, you know, like they said, how the hell does a coyote bring a whole human across the border? Look there, there's your answer. Kids riding on them. Coyote, you know.
And they really, these people thought that that's what Trump actually meant. People are riding coyotes across the border. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Look at this picture.
So now he's a racist against coyotes.
Mate, I'm actually really curious. Like, if we have a horse racing industry, where is the coyote racing industry? Goodness.
I don't know. They're wild dogs. I don't know. But, wow. Yikes.
After last night, I can't imagine what all the coyote fursuiters are going through. Just...
Oh, the coyote furs on Twitter?
They've all become a meme tonight, last night.
Oh, they have. I'm sure you've seen some of the posts.
Whether they like it or not, they've all become memes.
And I wonder how many of, like, the coyote furs in this fandom who did watch the debate actually...
I mean, we'll get to that in a second. We will get to that in a second. Okay. I got another meme to show you. And now here's another meme to show you.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Look at this. Yes, that's right. What you're looking at is a coyote, you know, carrying in its mouth a bag of a human child, a baby.
Well, that's how they bring them across the border, obviously. That's what Trump was talking about, clearly.
None of those dollar store trash bags. We're using hefty bags here.
Yeah, right? Oh my goodness. This is gold. And remember, the debates were just last night, less than 24 hours ago. So someone had the wherewithal to do this. Just a few hours after. That is some creativity, I'll tell you what.
Here's the thing, though. Let's get to the furry question. Let's answer the furry question then. Let's start with, I know it's been lit, and now I know as we're furries, we're thinking, you know, this is what's on our mind. So, here's one for you guys. PJ Corgi says, so our coyote furries kidnapping kids and dragging them across the border.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh.
I hope he's just being sarcastic. Maybe not. I mean, who knows? He probably saw the meme and is like, oh, that's it.
I think my favorite coyote fursuit I've seen in the fandom since I've become in the fandom since 2013, his name is Cactus Coyote, and he just has this wicked, evil grin on his face. I absolutely love it. I seen him at Anthro New England a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And man, you know what? If Cactus is listening right now, man, I still love your fursuit.
Yeah, and stop stealing babies across the border. What are you doing?
Stop stealing babies. Be a normal furry and eat the baby. I mean...
Oh, yes.
I mean, dude, you're literally putting the Australian dingoes to shame.
Well, it's, you know, at least, you know, the coyotes are helping the babies across the border instead of eating them.
Mm.
You know, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fursuit or no fursuit, they're doing it. They're making it work.
Oh, I was talking about real coyotes. Oh, you mean the ones in the... Never mind.
Hence the joke. I mean, it might have... I don't know, man. We may never know. Are they actually real coyotes smuggling, or are they furry coyotes doing the, you know, doing the bait, carrying the babies across the border? We may never know. It's a question of a lifetime.
Oh, no.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, but here's another one. Here's another funny one, too. So now Trump is going after coyotes. Good job getting the furries vote, genius.
Oh, really? Really, John Hill? Get out of here. Nah, the furry vote. Oh my goodness. Well, if you thought Pepper Coyote wasn't voting for him before, you're damn right he's not going to now.
Goodness gracious. I know we have a lot of reservations about Pepper Coyote, but you know, I thought you had a few more. In light of these, you know, the discovery that Coyote's, you know,
of his song at the BLM stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. How much worse can his legacy get, really?
I don't know. Holy bonkers, guys.
That song got played out of protest, and now we find out that he's basically a human trafficker.
Okay, no.
Jolt, I just sent you an animated thing in Telegram.
I digress.
You should... This is how the coyotes are doing it, but this one is a German Shepherd.
Oh.
If you can show that...
I think I can manage that. Give me a second.
Well, coyotes are basically wild dogs.
Goodness me. Where's the baby in the trolley seat?
I don't see the animation. Maybe you gotta click on the animation. There we go.
Oh, what the heck?
Right.
That is amazing. I wonder, you know, I gotta say, he has a really good fursuit. Very realistic. I mean, it's not entirely a quadruped, but it could be. You know.
He's really well trained. Give them that.
They go shopping for them at Walmart. They buy baby formula. They take care of the babies before they bring them over the border.
just imagine being an employee at the store, just like having tickets, like a double take, and be like, "Wait, what? Where's the excuse? Huh? I'd have a that would be so funny.
I want that dog." I want him to be my friend. He can go shopping with me. Sir, that dog is not wearing a mask.
No, he's not wearing a muzzle.
Ah, goodness gracious. Yeah, here's another one for you guys. I know the memes are on fire, but I think here's another one, too. Toonie said, I'm sure you've seen, you might have heard this tangentially, but now... There's another famous coyote that's been on the spotlight now because of this. Junie says, Wile E. Coyote bringing Speedy Gonzalez to America.
Oh,
that is golden, Toonie!
Oh my goodness.
I didn't even think about that. Oh my lord.
I'm dying, you're killing me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I would love to see an animated version of that. Please, someone make it. Someone make art of this. It must be so.
Well, we will make it so. Goodness.
Wow. And here I thought all the blue check marks were crazy. Now we're just more creative.
Oh my goodness. Like I don't know. I don't know how to come up with these things, but or just the very idea, you know.
Well, I didn't even consider Wile E. Coyote for that. That's oh god, that's hilarious, man. That is a good one.
Yeah, it all began
when a certain bunch of people on Twitter decided to literally take, you know, coyotes smuggling people in the most literal sense.
They don't know how to use Google. Like, two seconds. What does Trump mean by this term? Oh, there we go. I mean, I was looking at another Twitter feed earlier, and someone was questioning that, and then another furry was just like, they posted the link to the definition, and then everyone else was like, oh, you want to show it?
It's not that, but rather, you know something, I think there, this would be so much funnier if, goodness gracious, if Peter took this in the most literal sense. They would like go on a screeching rant about coyotes this, coyotes that.
Yeah, right? Oh, no. What would they do about that, though? Would they be...
It depends. The question is, how stupid are they?
They would say... Well, that's... Oh, yeah. Okay, well. They'd be like, people, please stop riding coyotes. You're going to break their poor doggo's back when you're trying to cross the border. Don't pay them. Stop exploiting the animals.
Oh, my God. Stop exploiting the coyotes.
Yeah, right. And then they post like the meme of that kid with the sombrero, like riding one of them across the border. And they're like, "See, stop doing this. It's everywhere. Even the president said it."
Stop riding the coyotes and start going with the wolf.
Yeah, right. Oh no. Oh my goodness. I cannot believe this is actually a thing. And that people are that dumb. And here, you know, I guess Trump had, you know, more faith in the American populace to not take that term like that. I don't even know, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I mean, it's a simple term. It's, you know, the thing. Anyways, I just thought this was really, really funny, especially because, like, all the memes being made about this, like, overnight. It's nuts.
Literally overnight.
Well, I mean overnight because, like, well, I guess 12 hours probably, maybe less.
You know what? This is what the internet was made for. It was made for memes. It was made for memes. It was made for enjoying things. And this is why I love the internet.
All hell, 4chan.
4chan. Whee! No, wait. That was the great giraffe in the sky. Bree.
Bree. Oh my god, that was incredible. His whole rant about that, he just went full, like, priest. On the second book of Geoffrey. May his neck be long. I'm like, oh my goodness, man. He's just going off. He had, like, a whole sermon. What a legend.
I seen that and I love it. Oh, man, we gotta have... Alright. The great giraffe, the coyote's gotta be second now. The son of the giraffe is a coyote.
Well, yeah, he's like their disciples, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or no, the apostles? Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
Whatever it is. You know what? Maybe the coyote is a messiah because he delivers people.
That, or I was going to say delivers human sacrifices. I mean, that could work, too.
Well,
now we're getting into a dark place, guys.
Okay, it would be time to say, oh, it's time to stop, isn't it?
It's time to stop. Where are your parents?
Yeah. Actually, well, we are going to go into, like, these crazier topics, though.
All right.
Because the next item on our list is that something that you have may not have seen, you know, you might have seen, like, all those years ago, 25, 27 years ago, is resurfacing. It's coming back.
Ooh, you're going into my territory 30 years ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm. Now, typically, we're a little bit skeptical about reboots because, let's face it, a lot of them have been pretty trash. But I'm actually pretty hopeful for this one. I don't know about you guys.
What do you think? I'm torn. I'm on a 50-50 right now. Because I know I said I gave up on Hollywood and all the movie studios.
Here's the thing. It's not a movie. It's a TV. I don't think so. It is, at least.
It's a show.
It's a TV show, again, you know. And Hulu's taking the wheel this time.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to watch it.
Well, I'm sure you'll find clips on YouTube. Someone will bootleg it. I mean, did I say that out loud? I mean, someone will... share it, yes.
Yarr, yes, with a patch on the eye and a peg leg and a hook on the hand. Arr.
Yes, Darby sharing. But no, actually, it's going to be the same voice actors from, crazily enough, what, 25, almost 30 years ago? And I'm not sure if it's still going to be produced by Steven Spielberg. It might be. But don't quote me on that. Because the original one was from Warner Brothers.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know if it is, but the Warner Brothers are, you know, Steven Spielberg presents the Hulu original Animaniacs.
Okay, then there we go, then. I just watched the trailer. I didn't see the actual thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's true, then. So, okay.
I just hope that it sticks closer to the original and it doesn't become the Warner siblings, because we're not allowed to say brothers anymore. You know, the whole woke thing and, oh, genders and, oh, no, we can't say that anymore.
Isn't Warner Brothers, are they still even a company? I thought they got bought out.
Wait, what?
Nope, maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know. I thought they did for some reason. Or maybe they changed it to like Warner Brothers Disney or something. I don't know.
You know, 10 years ago, 12, 15 years ago, I'd call you crazy. But in these days, there may be a lot of nuggets of truth in what you just said.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, it turns out there's Warner Brothers versus Disney. That was like an article I was reading. Okay, never mind. I don't think they actually did get bought out. Hopefully not.
Well, I mean, it's like when we were watching BoJack and they were talking about the big company, the Time Warner, Exxon, Halliburton, Comcast Cable. And like they mentioned Comcast, Toyota, Exxon, Halliburton, and this company was, you know what? That's exactly what it's become. There's a lot of companies and they're all just conglomerates, I guess, or...
They've mixed it together. I mean, they reduced it from that many to now this few. So it's kind of...
Okay, I just checked. I was wrong. Yep, they're still independent. They're still doing their thing. But yeah, so Animaniacs, I'm sure if you guys are old enough to remember this, they used to get away with a lot of stuff on their original show.
Right. Like, it... And the few that you watch, like they make they say a lot of crazy stuff, and they cover it in the veneer full of sex jokes.
They do. You know, there's one joke from that show in particular that I remember, which was very weird at the time when I was a kid watching it. Of course, now that I'm older, it's like Jesus Christ, how did that get past censors? They were talking about they were doing an investigation and they wanted to find someone's fingerprints. And then they said, fingerprints? And then they held up, like, a character, Prince, like the musician. And they said, no, fingerprints. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they chucked him out the window.
Yeah, Alpha fucking, yeah, you're right. That was the correct question. The one with the fingerprints joke. That's what we just, correct.
Not fingerprints. Like, what, how the hell did that get past the censors? My bonkers, man. How? How did they do that?
Amazing.
I know no kids would get that. Hell, probably the kids didn't even know who Prince was. But, like, oh, God, that was weird.
Rip in peace.
Now, here's the thing. This time, I watched some of the trailer and some of the behind the scenes, and they managed to get back the original voice cast for this reboot.
Mm-hmm. That's promising. Definitely promising.
Here's the thing. We're in 2020. We're not, you know, we're in the current year. We're not in, you know, in the 1990s. We're not in, you know.
I can't wait to hear what Wacko sounds like. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the little guy with the hat. He had a little British accent. He was my favorite.
Wacko, Yakko, and what was
Yakko,
the other one?
Wacko, and Dot are back. And so are Pinky and the Brain. I'll pop this up for you guys.
Ooh, Pinky and the, I forgot all about that.
What shall we do today?
Yeah,
we're going to take over the world.
Yeah, they continue the quest of world domination.
Of course they do. That's amazing.
Oh, I remember every time they'd start. It's like, hey, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Yes, Brain. But do we make bacon flavored pencils or pencil flavored bacon? You idiot!
Classic. So classic, dude.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Because they've gotten these original actors, like, this is basically... Would you think that this is basically, you know, boomers trying to get into the whole, the new, the current cream of the crop, the trending thing that the current generation likes again?
I mean, I don't know. I would assume that they're trying to pander to people, like, older millennials, probably.
Hi, maybe. I'm here.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, how are the people in the, you know, who grew up on this in the 1990s, the Gen Xers, gonna see this now?
I mean, I'm hyped. Gen Z, they're probably not gonna understand, like, the whole nostalgia behind it. They'd be like, oh, well, I'm, you know, 17, 18, I've never seen this before.
You're right. Like, most of the, yeah. Like, some of the millennials neither, too. Like, because now I think they're taking on, you know, some of the topics that the millennials like. You know, we have like hipster, you know, all this stuff, quantum, okay, kingdom wraps, all that stuff, you know, online dating, super trending foods.
Well, in the trailer, they said, well, it was all three of them. They were like in some office, like some producer office. They're like, oh, after 27 years, we're finally back. And then the woman shows them a tablet and he's like, oh, a tablet. And then he swallows it with a giant glass of water. I'm like, wow. So he has no idea what a tablet is. I mean, that's hilarious. So maybe they'll make jokes like that. Like they're just coming back.
Yeah,
into
it's
the
like,
world.
You know, I mean, I don't know. If I would actually be okay with it if it felt like, you know, those guys were frozen, like they basically were put into a, you know, a stasis pod in the 1990s and they wake up in 2020 and yeah.
Well, yeah, if you remember, that's actually part of the story. At least in the original show, because, like, remember they were so crazy that they had to get locked in the Warner Brothers tower, and then they got out, and then they started causing havoc. Like, that's in the intro of the song.
How about if it's a reboot like Rocko's Modern Life was? They were stuck in space for the whole time, and then they finally landed back in Earth, and they're like, look at the iPhone 6! 10 seconds later, look at the iPhone 7, and then Starbucks, and then all these things that they didn't know about because they were in space for all this time. And maybe, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe they've been locked in the Warner Brothers water tower for all this time.
Probably.
Man, yeah. You know what? If that's the deal, I'm very okay with this.
I mean, that's just an idea I had. I don't know if they're actually going to go with it, or if that's even what they are going with, but.
I
mean,
hope
if they did. Yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea.
I hope so.
I don't know. I think as long as they keep the irreverent humor, the crazy stuff, because I know in this age, I think irreverent humor is a big, you know, is a big. People will get upset at it, and I just hope the people who are writing the script know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's still being produced by Steven Spielberg. And if it's the original cast, I mean, I'm sure they are going to be totally okay with making edgy jokes like they used to, hopefully.
It's all on the writer's job. They have to deliver, otherwise, you know.
Oh, I hope it's the writer from 30 years ago as well.
Wouldn't that be great? They just gave zero craps about, like, PC. They're just like, yep, we're just going to do this. Oh, that'd be great. You know, we need this again in our age. We really do.
Yeah, I just hope they deliver. I think you're right. We do need something like this in our age. And very similar shows. At the moment, here's another article, and I'll show you. At the moment, there's no sign of the supporting characters. Hello Nurse, Snappy Squirrel, Good Feathers, Rita and Runt, Buns and Mindy, Minerva Mink, and so on. At the moment.
There's no Hello Nurse?
Yet. But,
okay, yet. I guess that would be considered misogynist and sexist. Because they always gawked over.
Here's the thing. We don't know if they'll pop up. They might pop up soon. We don't know yet. There's no sign of them yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just showed one trailer, you know, as far as I know. And the trailer looked really good. I mean, the animation looked actually very similar to the original. In fact, one of the jokes they had was they were flying through the air, and they said, "Wow, that was intense." And then he turned into like a camping tent. So they're still doing that kind of same wordplay like they always used to do, like double entendres and stuff like that.
Ah.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't, that's why I'm thinking it might be pretty promising, because I enjoyed the trailer. You know, I thought it was pretty funny.
Goodness, goodness, goodness. I don't know how we're going to do this, the rest of this stuff, but they do some zany stuff, too. A pretty pony with an ugly prediction. The siblings anime. That's some of the shenanigans. The siblings anime star transformation, and what appears to be giant baby Donald Trump Cyclops. Jesus.
Yeah, I saw that. That was weird. So, I guess they're not going to be shy about that. Hopefully, they at least are kind of like South Park and make fun of everyone.
All right, what was your guys' favorite part of Animaniacs? Because they had so many times. Animaniacs, in my opinion, from what I've seen, it was a bunch of different tiny short little cartoons all bundled into half an hour.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pinky and the Brain, honestly. That was, I always look forward to that. Just the catchy intro, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, it's just so great.
All right, there was Pinky and the Brain. There was Slappy the Squirrel. There was Buttons and Mindy.
Wasn't a fan of that one.
There was Chicken Boo. You remember Chicken Boo?
It's been so long, man. It's been like...
Chicken Boo, what's the matter with you? You don't act like another chicken, do you? You're disguised to look like human guys, but you're not a man. You're a Chicken Boo. I don't want to sing the proper song because...
Copyright? Yeah, I know.
Right. What else was there? There was... Oh, God. I think she was called Katie Kaboom. She would get angry and explode.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Oh, my goodness.
If I'm not mistaken, there was another one. Her name... I can't remember her name. She had a little... like a skeleton and a bow in her hair, and she would love the puppies and come here, and she the animals would run away from her.
Was that the one like with the curly blonde hair?
I believe so.
Or maybe it was red hair. Maybe I thought she had like a little like blue dress on or something. And
I thought she was like in blue overalls.
Blue something. Like, dude, I haven't seen this show in like 15 years. I'm really reaching here. I'm really trying. It's difficult. I'm like, yeah, blue something. I don't remember. It's been so damn long.
I think my favorite part, you're right. Pinky in the Brain was my favorite part.
It was always so well written. And just
they're the only ones who got a spinoff out of that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. They had such a great dynamic. Nerf.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever the hell sound he made. Oh, God.
And
some of their plans were just so completely goofy and elaborate. I remember one episode of Pinky and the Brain was when they decided to take over America by running for president as Abraham Lincoln. And so they took over the Lincoln Memorial and pretended to, like, be him. And then, like, some really old guy is, like, in the crowd, and he's like, "That's a lie! When I heard Abraham Lincoln's voice when I was 4 years old!" And then, like, then their plans were foiled, because everyone found out that they were just, you know, using a voice actor or whatever the hell they were doing. It was so goofy.
The one that I remember clear as day was when Brain decided to take over the world by taking over the country music industry.
Oh, God.
And he's like, he needs a country music name. So he named himself Bubba Boba Brain.
I don't think I remember that one.
He's supposed to be like Toby Keith or something, but he's like, I need a name that country music lovers will love. So Bubba Boba and Brain. I've done the research, I've done the polls, and here's the statistics. The statistics. My name is Bubba Bubba Brain.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
And he got that close to getting away with it and taking over the world. subliminal messages or something in the music.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
Yeah, like you said, you know, going back to the whole, you know, they make fun of a lot of things, you know, many things and everything. They, yeah, you're right. Like, they're going to make fun of, you know, oh, goodness gracious, anime too. Like, it's not that, but rather, I just got a tip that says Animaniacs, a pun.
Oh, my goodness.
They did it. Yeah. They went there. This is actually really well drawn, though, I must say.
You know, you're right, they did mostly nail out the anime style of aesthetic, shading, and so forth. They really did. And they're going to make fun of a lot of things, too. Like, you know, they mentioned about ponies.
Oh, God, yeah. MLP, that whole thing. That came after. Because, yeah, they were, I think, didn't it say that they haven't been on air for like 22 years or something like that?
They haven't been on air for 27 years. They're catching up on all that amount of history, I think. They're basically boomers trying to be millennials, maybe. I don't know. Or trying to connect with millennials. I don't know.
Oh, God. I just thought of something disturbing and funny at the same time. I have an aunt in Florida, and my three cousins live there. And they're in the same age range, and my aunt's name is Anna, so we call them Anna's Maniacs.
Ah, that's clever.
Oh, that's coming back to... That is coming back to haunt them. Anna's Maniacs. I gotta call Chris.
That is pretty clever.
They were out of control. I hate my cousins. I'm not going to call them. The hell with them. They were terrorists.
And
they
here I thought...
all of us.
I thought it was an endearing thing. Okay.
No, that's why we call them Anna's Maniacs, because they destroyed the lives of every other cousin that they had. they were wild. Oh, I mean... We were all wild when we were children, but they took the cake.
All right.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, what do you think? Just to kind of wrap this up, what do you think? Do you have high hopes for this? Like, just as a... Do you have high hopes for this? Are they gonna stick to the irreverent humor? You know, the old cast and all that. And the zany voices. Are they gonna, you know, split into jokes?
Well, I feel like they're definitely going to be a little bit more sensitive. Like the, you know, Hello Nurse thing, I don't know. Who knows? You know, with today's day and age, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
There are certain things that they definitely can't get away with, unfortunately. Or maybe they will. Maybe they'll just go for it, and it'll be more... But if they did, it would have to be more of like an adult cartoon, kind of like The Simpsons or something.
I mean... The unfortunate thing, here's the thing, that it's not on, like, if it was, they would probably pass it off, like, these days, if it was, like, hosted by Adult Swim.
But yeah.
It's hosted by Hulu.
Yeah, so it's definitely geared for kids. But, I, of course, though, you know, back in the 90s, they got away with a crap ton of weird stuff. So who knows what they might try to do. I don't know, I do have high hopes for it, honestly. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so, too. I really do hope so. Now I can't wait. This is the first time I'm hearing of this. I can't wait to see it.
You know, here's the thing. I got a couple of comments from Ice Kid Soon Symptoms. His, you know, maybe it could work if it was geared like Samurai Jack.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, who knows? Everything's possible, and you know. And as well, like, you know, Basil says... Still think they can push the envelope with blended humor for all ages. Yeah. Open to that, too. Just see how it'll work out.
If it's sort of on the same page with SpongeBob, because SpongeBob was both a children's cartoon as well as an adult cartoon. And so was Rocko's Modern Life, and so was a lot of Nickelodeon cartoons, to be honest. A lot of stuff. Well, the you put the kid in front of the TV, and the kid is perfectly happy and loves a cartoon. And then, let's say because the kids are sleeping, you go and you sit in front of the TV, and it's just as nice for you because you get all the adult humor that kind of made it past the kids, and they didn't understand it. So it's cool. Maybe it's one of those. Rugrats. Oh my god, there was so much adult humor in Rugrats.
Rugrats got dark sometimes, man. It really did. I mean, it got like weird, but I'll never forget what is it? That classic one where Angelica breaks her leg and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and the wife is like, "Stu, why are you making pudding at like 4 o'clock in the morning?" And he's like, "Because I've lost control of my life," and just in like the most depressed, cynical manner.
Oh.
Like, wow, that's really relatable. It was terrible.
Oh,
it was really, really funny though. Like as an adult, I mean, kids would be like, okay," but yeah, it was pretty funny. Very existential.
It's deep. A little more complicated than we ever thought.
I always loved when Grandpa would be like, 15 miles. It took us 15 times.
Oh, God, it was Joe Biden.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
My goodness.
It's got, yeah, so I'd like to wrap this up, though. It's, yeah, I know it's been slow, but at least there's been, it's interesting, I'll say the least.
Oh, yeah. God. I did it again. I forgot we were doing a podcast.
Wait, what?
Last week, I forgot we were doing a podcast, and I just did it again. I thought I was just talking to you two, and oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a dummy. Are you sure your health is checking out? Are you having these Biden moments?
Yes. Yes, I am. It happens when you get into Biden's years.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, I guess, you know, would you like to just wrap up this week, I guess? That's assuming you remember where we're at and what we've talked about.
Who are you darn children? Well, I'll go first to wrap up. Awesome pictures. Coyotes stopped doing the whole thing with the children. And Animaniacs, I can't wait.
All right.
Yeah, Avira.
Well, unfortunately, this week wasn't, you know, all that exciting. Not too much was going on aside from all the political nonsense and stuff. But you know what? What's great about that is regardless whether or not you're on the left or right, we can always enjoy some coyote memes. And so let the memes flow.
Yes.
That is all.
Yes, because, you know, literal coyotes and ones with or without fursuits are, you know, they're making it smash, you know? Making us laugh. Just gotta get the coyote patrol happening.
Okay, I'll admit it. Cactus Coyote, I'm totally a fanboy.
But for the love of all things good, coyotes, please stop stealing babies. I digress. All right. Yeah, once again, I'd like to thank you just, you know, for sticking around with us. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in the making of the show. As ever, we'll be back again, and our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more further down the line. This is us signing out for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Later, all.
Bye.